Chair and honorable delegates, my delegation congratulates Madam Chair for your election as Chair of the 68th ExCom session and assures support to your leadership. Our tribute also goes to the High Commissioner Filippo Grandi for his leadership of UNICEAR. Eritrea also aligns itself with the statement made by Togo on behalf of the African group and makes this statement at national capacity. Eritrea reiterates its position on the New York Declaration and the plea and drive made for collective response and responsibility. The essence underscores a dire situation in the migration and refugee governance in a global reality. It reflects the inequitable international situation and the effort of inciting crisis and crisis management to serve geopolitical agendas of the New World Order. In this regard, the use of migrants, IDPs, and refugees as a political tool to violate, isolate, and destabilize target nations is unprecedented. Global peace, security, and development thus remain threatened, creating waves of displacement, migration, and refugees. Eritrea's experience in the last two decades is symbolic of the above precarious reality. It is faced with external existential threats and hostilities. Sovereign Eritrean territories continue to be occupied by Ethiopia. It faces unjust UN sanctions and the futile intents to destabilize the nation also persist. Displacement and migration embedded in human trafficking business is a result of these hostilities. Hence, a coordinated effort to lure the Eritrean youth and create a generation gap in the society remains the wrong policy of some quarters and has served as a pull factor. Some Western countries, Ethiopia, and some international organizations are complicit in this ploy. Anti-Eritrea surrogate groups who camouflage themselves by the flag of human rights activism are associates of human trafficking networks and operate from inside some Western countries. Eritrean migrant camps in Ethiopia also serve as conduit for human trafficking. The present action by an Italian judiciary to prosecute an Eritrean priest, Father Musa Zarai, a nominee to the UNHCR Nonson Award in 2014, who is now facing charge for his alleged involvement with human traffickers, is a living testimony of the truth. It was against the above background that the President of Eritrea requested the UN Secretary General to commission an independent inquiry to investigate perpetrators and their networks, but to no avail. The paradox is that organized migration continues to be used for political motives and statements by Ethiopia and others. Madam Chair and Honorable Delegates, the above complex web of hostilities has not rolled back Eritrea's development. The government, its people, and the economy have remained resilient, and the nation has emerged stronger. Eritrea's pragmatic development approach, driven by the decisive role of its unified people, has registered progress and peace and stability prevails. People's livelihood, aspiration, opportunities, and participation has ensured equal rights and improved the life of all citizens. Eritrea's policy and practice in migration governance has also yielded positive results. The good news is that, irrespective of the sensationally manipulated numbers meant to tarnish the image of Eritrea, the real number of Eritrean migrants is recently at its lowest. This has vindicated the myths sensationally dramatized to tarnish the image of Eritrea. It can never be forgotten that Special Rapporteur of Human Rights on Eritrea, in a report 5 years ago, shamelessly asserted that, I quote, with a high-level exodus from Eritrea, there will be no one left behind in the country in the next few years, and the Western countries need to act now to avert a situation where their streets will be threatened by the situation, end of quote. This, like many other similar assertions and reports, raises the urgent need to scrutinize the mandates, modalities, and approaches that serve to demonize nations, governments, and their people. Notwithstanding the experience we face as a people and a nation, Eritrea believes that victims of displacement and migration should get support and opportunities with their human dignity, security, and development fully respected. The recent panic reflected in the policies of some European countries is, however, an alarm in this respect. In general, addressing the effects of brain drain, the repatriation of human capital flights, and the promotion of voluntary returns are major considerations in migration governance. The mobilization of the diaspora communities and their contribution in development of their home countries also remains vital. Engagement, cooperation, and shared responsibility are also central to Eritrea's policy. Accordingly, Eritrea is working to strengthen its efforts and cooperation on migration at bilateral, regional, and international levels. It has also embarked in a dialogue with the UNHCR. This encompasses issues including UNHCR eligibility guidelines on political asylum for Eritreans on the basis of a document submitted to UNHCR. Initial discussions took place in September 2016 and preparation is going on to consolidate this in a way that reflects Eritrea's context and reality. Finally, my delegation takes note of the High Commissioner's initiative to reform the UNHCR. This is commendable and we commit to contribute in any critical effort and consultation that leads to structural transformation. We recommend that Eritrea's experience and situation as reflected in this and other official statements are considered. The fact is that the looming crisis and the politicization of migration, as well as the lip service given to the governance of migration, compromises the ideals and values of humanity in an emerging global reality. I thank you.
I think